I see that there is a certain misunderstanding here. Faith above reason is exactly the creation of reality as the Creator sees it. We see within reason, our egoistic reason, on purpose, the way the Creator created it, so that artificially we exist in such a way and feel reality this way in our egos, which He created. I've created the evil inclination, as we say. And faith above reason, when we raise ourselves to the degree of bestowal, to the degree of binah, we enter into vision, into the world of the Creator, of how He sees reality, how He feels reality. Therefore, it's not that we're lying to ourselves as if we're in some unnatural state. On the contrary, we are in the true world, the world that is called the world of truth, where we do see ourselves in the world of the Creator, observing like Him the whole of the world. Meaning faith above reason is that level, that quality of binah, of bestowal, the quality of the Creator. And we enter this quality. And towards us it's called faith above reason, because reason is considered the reason of our ego, and faith is called the degree of bina, the degree of bestowal, the level of the Creator. So it's not that we are seemingly trying to be unreal. On the contrary, by this we reach the world of truth, which is not corrupted by our ego. Well, we will continue.
Go ahead.
Yes, I said this not once, that this is the most inclusive, most important introduction, because really, Baruch Sulam invested many forces in it, and depicted there within this introduction pictures and discernments that are such that we cannot find anywhere else. It's very important and spiritual, but of course it doesn't replace everything, but you could say that this is the first amongst all the introductions and articles in the vastness of the things that are mentioned here. We need to read it a few times, maybe understand a little, and then we will see what this introduction truly is. But what I'm asking is for you to relate to it in seriousness and with respect.
It's written that the sages made this additional means that's easier. How can it be that it depends on the sages of the Talmud that they can provide easier means because our ego, what are these weird privileges that are suddenly added?
The question is very right. You're right. It's not privileges, but it's a matter of the generations. In the generation of the Mishnah, they did corrections. And corrections we do upon the whole Kli of Adam HaRishon, since it is all one integral system. And then they came to a state in which no longer corrections are needed to be done through eating a piece of bread and laying on the ground, but rather that the corrections can be done by that light which can be received from the system, since the system was acquired somewhat, and that light can shine to the whole system and through it come to a state of the reforming light. Meaning, they don't need the preceding penance and mortifications and life of sorrow, but rather it's sufficient already to just have the reforming light. Therefore, you can live today in any state that you want, with money and honor and all that you want. But if you study in the right way, in an external way, you don't need any change. You're not obliged with any change. All that you need is, it's enough for you to invest yourself in connection with people, well, in spiritual work, to learn, to connect, and correct. And all that has to do with your beast, with your animalistic self, is no longer taken into account. The reforming light corrects the Adam, the human in you. Because prior to that, you had to come to your soul through the beastly part in you. You shall eat a piece of bread with salt and drink some water and lay down on the ground, live a life of sorrow, and so on. No, that's not needed. You don't need to cancel anything from the situation. It's not because the ego grew and they were not capable of withstanding such penances. But there may be something in that, but the main thing is, and he explains this later, is because the reforming light that was arranged, that was corrected by the sages of the Mishnah.
Can we say that other sages like the Ari, Baal HaSulam, and other Kabbalists are correcting and the work and making it easier in different ways?
Certainly every generation does corrections on its layer and makes the spiritual work easier for the next generation. We see this also in corporeality. We are enjoying today our corporeal life because the hard work that our ancestors did before us. That's how it is in spirituality.
Can I ask what is the special correction for this generation, for our generation?
מהו התיקון המיוחד של הדור שלנו?
מה שאנחנו עושים? לעלות לאמונה למעלה מהדור.
What we're doing, rising above reason. That's the correction. The entire correction is in that. And in that we will draw all those that stand behind us, the billions of people, to also come close to that as much as possible. But you will see how the correction is when we do it in a global manner, it will draw everyone in such a way that they will all start to understand and feel that only through this they have salvation from all their problems and troubles and the attainment of the purpose of life for everyone.
Thank you, Rav. What does a student of yours who is in Lo Lishma work, does to actually work?
One who's not in Lishma?
Yes.
He tries to reach Lishma?
Sure, that I understand, but what exactly is the work he's doing? What's the Torah and Mitzvot he's doing? If I'm in the morning lesson and do dissemination, that means I'm in Lo Lishma?
Lo Lishma means that I have yet to come to the quality of bestowal. That's considered Lo Lishma, not in Lishma. Not for the sake of the Creator. That's it. But rather, I am still in my ego, and for the sake of my ego, I do all the actions. All my life are just in order to feel something good in my ego. That is called Lo Lishma. If I arrange myself in a 10, such that I learn together with them how to be with them, how to be devoted to them, for their benefit. By that, I am doing exercises of how to come all together when I give myself to them, how to be devoted to the Creator. Above my intellect, above my feelings, despite my ego. And then I come, of course, on the side of the Creator, there's the help against me, the reforming light, which helps me in this. And then I come to a state in which I'm capable, I see that I'm capable of disconnecting from myself and living for them, for the ten. It's just like Rabash writes, that there is nothing in the world but the friends. And then, through this soul devotion towards the ten, I come to a state in which I am in that attitude towards the Creator. That's our work.
So the work in the ten is basically the work to move from lo lishma to lishma.
Yes, what do I need a ten for? Just for that.
In our generation, the direction has changed. How do we shift the scale? That devotion, that readiness to detach from corporeality as opposed to the effort I have to put in the ten, my devotion, my integration, is that the potential of this readiness and effort?
I don't understand why you want to know when we work harder, in our generation or in previous generations. What do we care? What will that help us? Every generation has so many changes relative to the other generation that we can't compare. So say that it's more or less. But we are different. It's not that we're different just like that. We're completely different. So let's leave that. Let's do what we have to do, and that's it. Oh no, thousands of years ago, they did corrections by all kinds of things that were small things. And we today have to do things that are all kinds of circles in the sky to bring the reforming light and to see how it bestows on us. Well, once I was limiting myself by eating bread and water, and I used to live in the yard, and that was for me like a correction. No, it's not like a correction. With that, I wanted to attain the spiritual world, to attain the Creator, and what differentiated between me and spirituality was altogether this small corporeality that I had. So I gave it up. I gave it up. By that, I was then expressing myself, my will to rise above corporeality in order to receive in such a way. Today, rising above my ego, I need to express it in the ten and through study and through dissemination. And then, from all those things, I can rise above. This is how we do. Air conditioning. Friends, we need to understand. We need to learn from the books only what has to do with us. And the more we carry out these actions that are demanded of us, we will understand more what was before too. And if without spiritual attainment we will want to know what was before, then it's just science that we will always have no benefit in or true benefit in this attainment. Let's try to attain creation from within, from its heart, from the actual internality of it, and then we'll know why everything spins and why everything is going around in the thousand different manners of what happens there and how the Creator makes it. That's why we're continuing onwards, and all the questions, write them down, and you will see how they get their answers along their way. Please, Oren.
Item 12. Yet, it seems we must question their words. After all, we have found a few students whose practice in Torah did not help them to come to Lishma through the light in it. Indeed, practicing Torah and mitzvot lo lishma means that one believes in the Creator, in the Torah, and in reward and punishment, and engages in the Torah because the Creator commanded the engagement, but associates his own pleasure with bringing contentment to his Maker. If, after all one's trouble in the practice of Torah and Mitzvot, he will learn that no pleasure and or personal benefit came to him through this great exertion and strain, he will regret having made all his efforts. This is because, from the very beginning, he has misled himself, thinking that he too would enjoy this exertion. This is called lolishma.
Look at this precise and beautiful definition he's giving us here. If you prepare, if you await, if you want something good to come out of your work, that's considered lolishma. It's considered in order to receive. This is considered the ego.
Therefore, our sages permitted the beginning of the practice in Torah and Mitzvot, also lolishma, since from lolishma one comes to lishma.
Meaning everyone can come to the study, everyone can start using the means, and everyone has an open path to reach lishma, meaning to rise above our egos, to feel our egos as not being ours. Because according to the words, we seem to have to lose ourselves or whatnot. Altogether, we need to disconnect from our egoistic nature. We have another nature in addition, as there is a godly part within us. And it we need to reveal and adhere to. Yes?
However, there is no doubt that if this student has not been rewarded with faith in the Creator and His law, but still has doubts, it is not about him that our sages said, from lo lishma he will come to lishma. It is not about him that they said that by engaging in it, the light in it reforms them. This is so because the light in the Torah only shines to those with faith. Moreover, the measure of that light is as the measure of the force of one's faith. We don't hear?
Meaning the light of the Torah shines to a person only when a person prepares himself in the light of faith to receive the light of Torah to correct himself. The light of Torah is the light of Chochmah. And the light of faith is the light of Chasadim. Hence, we need to prepare ourselves in the light of Chasadim In order for the light of Chokhmah to shine on us, clothe on the light of Chokhmah and correct us. What is the light of Chasadim for us? The desire to bestow, the desire to give, the desire to rise up above oneself, to integrate in the group, in the ten, to bestow to others, to come to others, meaning all our even smallest inclinations that we want to emerge out of ourselves towards the others. In that tendency, we open the opportunity for the upper light to begin to work on us. In us. I didn't understand from the writing what work is in Lishma that purifies us in Lishma and what work doesn't purify us in Lishma. Rav, the work in Lishma, where we have yet to come to in order to bestow, is all the work that we need to bring us to the reforming light. And the main thing is the connection in the ten.
Рафа, как десятка себя должна готовить, чтобы во время учебы получить свет возвращающих источников?
How does the ten need to prepare itself so that during the study they will receive the reforming light? In order to receive the reforming light, the ten needs to be connected as much as possible to the concept of one, like the light that is one. Therefore, as much as we try to be in one, accordingly, we are closer to the light. PT 6. Why is it difficult to hear that nothing will come out of this business? And can I even stop that expectation, as I always expect that something will come out of this? If I was you, I'd just leave. Yes, for what? I told you this in the past too, many times. Yes, for what? Leave. You're sitting and constantly cursing and constantly in doubts. It's not the way of work. It's not our way of work. Are you coming in order to bestow? So what are you asking? What can I do? What will I get from this? What will I have? You're coming in order to bestow, in order to give. Is that right or not? I don't hear. Yes, yes. So what are you asking? I'm asking kind of, there's nothing to ask. So your work is, it's unidirectional, outwards, as much as possible, without checking what happens, without examining what happens in return. Bestow to the whole world, bestow to the ten, bestow to everyone. That's it. But he always comes and asks, if there's but, against that but you need to battle. Then it will be closer to bestowal. Besides that, if you're already amongst us, then certainly you have a place. But not in such a way that you're asking. You need to just ask, where else can I bestow? That's it, right. Put your hands up and let's go. Excellent. And succeed. I am already in Toronto. In Vancouver, there is no tense. Tell me, please, when we work with our intentions to rise to bestow, to a state of Bina, we're working with our intention, we're asking. Do we need to take into account working with the intentions of the friends? we are working with our intention, which is completely included, built, made up of the intentions of the friends. Certainly. And our intention is only in the foundation of the intentions of the friends, as my intention is only to connect their intentions and to make of them, like from the first nine, the form of my partsuf. Did you understand, Vancouver? Think about it. Okay. PT 25. I was contemplating how to ask, is it right to say that only when a person is in perfection and in joy in the work, only then you could say that he's already in lolishma that leads to lishma? Joy is a result of this good spiritual state. It could be that it's not yet the truth, really, but it's a good sign. But according to what's written here, where he, if he has certain contemplations or doubts and he's feeling some toil in this, then he expects maybe something in the future, then he's already not in perfection, and then he's not in lolishma that brings to lishma. Correct, because to be in lishma is to be in the clouds, to be in upliftment. There's no disturbances. If you have disturbances, that's a sign that you're in lolishma. In lolishma that leads to lishma? It could be, but to be in lishma is to be in a state where you're truly blossoming, hovering in the air. Just to talk about the lishma, what's the feeling lolishma that leads to lishma? What's that feeling? You want to rise above all your disturbances, and you feel all those disturbances not as disturbances, but as ones that help you rise above them. It's like air. How can you fly when you have wings, but how can you fly if there's no air? You fly specifically because of the resistance of the air to you. When you fly like this, yes, with the wings, because the air resists. But thanks to that, you fly. That's why this work of rising above reason to faith above reason needs specifically to be this, where we feel these disturbances, but the beneficial disturbances, we bless for them. Meaning you already feel the direction of lishma, and you're already in a state that he's going forward in joy, he's continuing forward, even though he has disturbances. When you begin to receive these disturbances, not as disturbances, but as an integral part of your state, then you're already in lishma. Not from lo lishma to reach lishma, but in lishma already. What will we do, Oren? I see that this matter of lishma and lo lishma is being perceived strong between us. I didn't think that we would go that deep in the introduction of the study of Ten Tzviot in this, but you see. And why did I say that we would not study today the excerpts in Loishma and Lishma? We had always in the beginning of the lesson. I thought maybe it's enough, maybe it's too much, maybe people are not quite in this, but you see, again, like it or not, we come into this. It's a very good sign, friends. It's a very good sign that we are on the right way, and that you already from within can't leave this matter, but you're already on this path, on this trail. I'm very happy with what's happening today.
Как я могу почувствовать намерения товарища? Как их прояснять и соединять?
Hello, Rav. How can I feel the intentions of the friends? How can I connect them?
Only in the group. You need to try in the group and to feel that you're constantly being drawn towards it, all the time. I can't without it. It's like a mother that is constantly feeling it herself and wanting to be with the baby all the time, although she goes to the store, to work, to some other places that are necessary, otherwise she wouldn't leave him. So, this is how we need to be towards the group. Truly so.
Moscow free.
Доброе утро, учитель. Продолжаю вопрос товарища. Когда я стремлюсь собрать...
Good morning, teacher. I continue the friend's question. When I wish to collect all the friend's intentions, is that Lishma? Is that the main work of Lishma?
The question is, why do you want to collect all their intentions? Do you understand? That's still that action of collecting all the intentions doesn't say a thing yet. What do you want to do with them? Do you think that in the result of collecting all these intentions, you're doing a favor to them and to, through them to the Creator? Check that.
As I examine myself and I see that my intentions are...
Then ask the Creator to correct. Ask the Creator to correct it. What's the problem? What does the Creator exist for? In order to correct. He's doing this work. All that is wanted from us is to invite the work. The one who works is the Creator. It's called the Creator's work. Our work is just to discover His place of work and to ask Him to do it. You understand that here it's like you're deciding. You're saying this and this and this and this. I'm asking this. I want you to do this and that. And he does it. And then by that, you understand his work. You see all of reality and how it's cascading and corrected and how it's connected to one thing and another. And you come to a state in which you know all of creation and the Creator. And you kind of are higher. You manage him. That's what he wants. He wants to raise you on his hands.
Rav, it is said here clearly those students who were not endowed with coming from Lishma to Lishma due to their lack of faith.
Yes.
Now, it's clear to me right now that I'm not in bestowal and I lack faith. How do I move forward nevertheless? I can't understand this.
I need to start from zero with you?
No, but like he writes here, he says they are devoid of faith and they received no light from the Torah.
I am certain that on these lines that we're reading, many people, many of our friends, maybe all of our friends, feel that they are still not inside this business of Lishma. And are not certain that they're in the process that from lo lishma they will come to lishma. So what? So we try. You have a 10. Answer.
Yes, of course.
Well, I'm not sure about that being certain.
Yeah, I'm saying of course, for sure. Yes, we meet 3 times a day and everything.
That doesn't mean anything that you're meeting 3 times a day, even 10 times a day. What does it mean that you're in a 10? If you really feel that you and them are constantly working on being in one desire, is it so?
Yes, I think so. I think so. I'm just saying, what is the measurement here of faith, yes or no? It's clear to me that I'm not in bestowal now. It's not a question to me. I don't think I'm in bestowal or feel so.
Then it's missing. Okay. Then you need to incorporate in your 10 in order to receive the force of bestowal, so you will see yourself as the bestower upon them in a truly active manner. In such a way, you will advance. And that's how it is with everyone.
Yeah, but with the corona, it's becoming clear that the corona isn't the problem. The problem is the side effects. It's becoming clearer.
What side effects?
There are many side effects that require all kinds of operations. People who had corona have to do all kinds of operations. It leaves scars. It messes up your memory. There are many things.
But even though it's not really heard the way you're explaining it, this is exactly the example of people that are swelling things up, exaggerating a bit. I think the whole matter is our attitude, that it has to be balanced. Let's relate to these things in a different way. What do we need to do in our society in order to lower all these fears to a normal degree? That's it. Then you'll start, first of all, organizing humanity. Start organizing humanity. Start helping people calm down towards other businesses, that they won't be as they were before. We don't need all them. That's great. Say thank you to Corona. That is cleansing us from all these fake businesses. We don't really need them, except for our big ego that we're swelling it up. Start closing all those boutiques and those expensive restaurants and all these things. They will not be. We will not go back to them. You'll see that. People will live in a much better or more modest way, on one hand. On the other hand, still, they need to know what they're alive for, what they're living for. Start giving them this knowledge, and you'll see, as much as that works, influences the spread of the corona, as much as this virus starts suddenly becoming not so, as you're saying, it's as you're scared of it. No, it becomes something normal. Nothing really happens. We have to see in all these things, first of all, the Creator's hand guiding us through it. It doesn't mean you don't have to do what the doctors are saying. You have to. The doctor was given permission to cure, because the doctor here is also a representative of the Creator, so even more. You have to listen to what the doctors say. But no more than that. Don't make it such a...
No.
We have the exact right direction how to relate to it. Engage more in love of friends, in the connection to the others. And in according to that, let's see how much it works on the virus. You'll see as much as it influences it. Rav, more about the virus, what is being revealed now in continuation of what the friend says. It's fear and uncertainty, that's for sure. If we thought it's a respiratory disease, now they're saying it's a system, it's working on our nerves. We thought children don't get it, so now most of the people in the U.S. are young people and children, and it's not so clear what to do with it. So I'm asking, what's the thing about the fear and uncertainty awakening in humanity? Why is that necessary for correction, those specific feelings?
To scare us, to move us, to shake us, to push us to corrections. That's what it's about. It's not something else. I have no doubt about it. Why would the Creator do it? In order to shake us up, so a few more will die, a few more will live, but what's important is that we will ask for a reason, we will look for a reason, what should we do? And the reason is a distance between us. So the virus is working toward that, it forces us to be physically apart and at the same time wants us to start discovering our correct direction in our internal connection from the heart. So let's do it. It might help. You understand? Let's sit each in his own home or at his workplace behind his mask on one hand. On the other hand, we want to be together. So let's do it together. I also say the same thing toward Bnei Baruch. When we have a meal here, for example, on Saturday morning, with onion and bread, we have to feel more that we are connected. And it doesn't matter to us the level of physical proximity, but the level of internal closeness. This is what we need to have. And if from day to day I don't feel changes, or on the contrary, I feel that I am wasting each day. I'm not realizing myself. I'm not approaching the aim to bestow, and I don't quite know what is above reason, and I read these excerpts like the one we read now in the introduction to Panim Yirot Umesbirot, the words of Bala Sulam, and before that the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, two very difficult introductions, the most difficult there are, and I see that I don't understand even what they're talking about. I don't even understand what they're talking about. And that understanding doesn't depend on my learning quite what each word means in every term, but internally I don't have them. I don't discover within me that they're talking about something that is inside of me. I have to feel it. So that only awakens in me internal stress, that I'm not on the right path. I'm not there. I'm not advancing. What's going to happen? Let's think about it.
So the uncertainty has to push us to more connection, actually. The confidence has to come from the connection?
Yes. The confidence can come only from connection. I see that you have Terence over there, right?
No. Thank God.
All right, tell us. Tell us about connection. How, you know, there is no choice. It's the only thing that can save us, right? Terence. At least say yes.
Rav, can you hear me?
We hear you.
I think we are in the good path. I have no doubt that we are coming closer one to the others. And all we need to know is just to agree about the Creator, to recognize that He is doing the good.
Correct. We will hug and get there. Very well.
Along with that, there's also great concern about the groups that still want to meet physically. They're planning big gatherings. Is that a right concern? And if so, in some way, what can... What else should we do except for prayer and example?
I don't know. I don't know. We have to come to a state where we see all of us on the screen, just like we see them physically. That there is no difference. No difference. What is so different? Do you have to smell a person? What do you get out of it? Do you have to hold him, feel him in your hands? What do you get out of it? I understand the baby, you want to hold him in your arms, you know, and the baby doesn't feel otherwise, you know. And you also feel him this way. But with a human being, your friend, do you have to hug him? And otherwise you can't hug him when you see him? It requires even more from you to activate efforts to be embraced with him in such a way that you will feel the embrace and he will feel the embrace. Let's now, you and I, feel that we are embracing one another. I can come to a state where I feel you, your shirt, everything you are, even your scent, everything about you, I can picture it to myself. Let's do it. Is it about distance? The physical senses, do they create an iron wall? Because the virus came especially from the Creator, so we would develop higher senses, spiritual senses, so that we will yearn for one another from our hearts, not to hug each other as during a congress. When throughout the hall we can hear each other tapping on each other's backs. Is this an embrace? Come on, guys.
Постоянно об этом говорите, но просто очень, не знаю, большое переживание.
We can always talk about this, but there's still a big concern.
Не проходят у товарищей тяга к этому, я не знаю, что с этим делать, какие-то, не знаю.
I'm happy to hear that Baltia is so yearning for an embrace, specifically the people from Baltia. Usually they're so relaxed, they're a little cold. Very. And now they are yearning more than everyone for an embrace. Beautiful. I'm happy. Let's see what else we got. Galil West.
Rav, what toolbox of sentences do we need for spirituality?
Friends, what we are learning, I'm purposely bringing you to such parts, the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot and the introduction to the Tree of Life, so you would see that we don't understand what it's about. We are confused. It's not for us. And what's happening? We have to come to feel. We have to come to feel what it's about. Just as we're saying now, we have to come to feel one another, and then we will start suddenly seeing what it talks about in the Tree of Life, in the study of the Ten Sefirot, that it talks about the connection between us, not about one or about the other, but about when the two unite. Because when they unite, then we can talk about it. That's it. That's all there is to it. Latin 7.
¿Puedo hacer una pregunta general, Rab?
No.
Can I ask a general question, Rav?
All right.
Sí. Bueno, Siento cierta responsabilidad por los amigos que pasan dificultades, muchas dificultades.
I feel some kind of responsibility for the friends that are going through difficulties, many difficulties from every kind.
Porque es mi defecto, ¿no es cierto? Que ellos pasen todo,
what can I do? Because it's a flaw in me that they go through all these problems they're going through.
The maximum that you should help them is to hug them and show them that this is how we're facing the Creator, who is playing these, who is doing these, giving us these exercises. So let's go through these difficulties together. Hug in the 10 and try to go through the difficulties that each person has in the 10, in his family or whatever it is. Try to go through them together and you will suddenly see what's difficult. This is fine, that's fine. Only if you approach it when you in a way that you are united, you see that they all disappear and there are no disturbances. But not when you come personally to work, no, together. And then it'll disappear. Try. Let's see. And then tell us. PT6.
Rav, the corona opened people's ears, meaning they're listening more, they're willing to speak more. What's the advice to give a person who doesn't study with us that understands that you have to change? And he's asking, okay, how will I change? To bring him to study here probably isn't the way. So what should I offer him?
I would still... We have beginner's material, not for those who begin in the wisdom of Kabbalah. We don't want that. We call it beginners, but it's those who want just to know that there is a reality that is governed by the force of bestowal, that we have to be a little more connected to each other. And the coronavirus is directing us and pushing us toward that. These things, do we have it? This is what we need to spread to the whole world in every language. That through our connection, we simply get to the good life. That's it. Just spread out this material and that's it. You're asking me as if we've got everything.
Bala Sulam and Rabash, they both left their students and wrote letters that in the letters they kept telling them not to feel the physical distance between the teacher and the student and to just stop feeling that distance. Is that a problem of every beginner student, that we feel we need this physical connection?
I don't do these calculations because we work out of what the whole world wants, the reality that the world demands. So I don't do anything that seems to me this way or that way. Reality itself mandates. It obliges me to sit here in my room without getting out so as to be certain that today and tomorrow I will be able to give to you. So I will do it. If it works a little differently and I will be able to get out, I'll start thinking about it. To disconnect from you, if it were for your benefit, I would do it for sure. But for now, I have great doubts that it will cause you connection. Connection is what's important. There's nothing more than connection. All of these this intellectual stuff we relearn in these introductions, you can't understand it anyway. But when we connect, we can understand what it's about. If there's no connection, you can read it for 1,000 years. Nothing will happen. But when you open your heart, it becomes clear. If you don't open your heart, it doesn't become clear. So either company, unity, or death. So let's hope that we, thanks to this treatment that the Creator has, or care that the Creator has given us, we will advance. Every day we go through new states, sharp states. Perhaps you know or don't know what kind of currents there are in our world group. But it's good. It's good. What's important is that we feel that we are all together, that we all want and expect the Creator to be revealed in us so as to teach us to be like Him. Not so we would be happy, content, so He would enjoy our being sons of the Lord your God.